I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Here we go. Here's the text about why we're wasting coronavirus tests on astronauts.
I can't.
It's only two of them, right? How many astronauts?
Why is it a waste?
If Elon Musk is willing to pay for it, so we don't send the coronavirus into space, is that not okay? Or is that a waste of testing capacity? You look at the NBA.
Of course, they are not in space. How does it transmit?
So the NBA, which is theoretically getting underway on the 31st of July, month and a half away, at Disney with 22 teams.
And no Kevin Napier.
They're going to.
Brian Hoyer.
They're going to require.
God, you really care about them.
They're going to require lots of tests, right?
Yes.
So. Is that going to be, I'm guessing that this texter or others are going to say that sports is not a good use of the limited amount of tests that we theoretically have.
That's such a bad text. They're going to test every NHL player every day, they've said, once they come back, just to make sure. And if sports is an improper use of testing, then they must not be aware of the social impact of sports, the levity it brings to these quarantine miserable lives. Oh, and the economic boom it will be as well. I don't know if anyone's checked, but people don't have a lot of money in the first place, and they're not really buying ad revenue because no one's selling anything because there's no sports to watch in the first place. So maybe we could all just shut up for a few minutes and let them test the athletes so they could bring sports back.
Well, there are definitely some people who text in, or I see it on social, where they feel like this, the pandemic, should be an opportunity to adjust the importance that America places on sports.
What?
Yes.
Oh, is this sports don't matter?
I can't stand the people that are so short-sighted that they do not understand infrastructure and all the things it takes to get to a certain point with a business, whether it's a sporting event, a luxury wedding that you think someone's spending too much on. These things all create jobs for people. Mm-hmm. So whether or not you agree with what someone is purchasing or the activity in which they're engaging, it doesn't matter. It's not just sports and quote unquote high paid athletes that everyone wants to hate on. It's everyone that works for the teams in the front office, in the back office, any of the concessions workers, the people that work at the various stadiums and venues. Like, you have to think beyond whatever sports thing you have a hair across your ass about this morning.
Nah, Danielle, come on. I mean, it's not multi-billion dollar industries. This is just, you know, some grown-ups who are privileged to be playing a kid's game for profit as adults.
And I hate a lot of things, as you guys well know, but I think I hate the most is the puts it in perspective guy. Like, the people who wait for a horrible event and be like, well, the silver lining here, Christopher, is that this puts sports into perspective for you.
No, it doesn't.
And also, sports don't matter. Okay, so I guess we'll just discount what Tom Brady, Michael Jordan, Ted Williams, Jesse Owens, whether they broke barriers, inspired people, set cultural touchstones.
When
Jackie Robinson.
When the national conversation is about unity and unifying people, don't you think sports do that in a city?
Nope. We definitely didn't come together around Mike Ruzioni and the Miracle on Ice. Nobody gave a flying flip that Tiger Woods won the Masters in 1997.
What is the most memorable moment following the bombings of that week? It was the Garden that night, that Wednesday night,
It was the national anthem. It was the Star-Spangled Banner at the Boston Garden at the Bruins game. Absolutely.
Correct. Yeah, and okay, absolutely. What do people point to around here also after 9/11? Joanne Drusy running out onto the field with the flags in his hands for the game against the Jets, which became the Brady game. Like, come on.
Ken just starts yelling inside jaw, which was kind of weird.
727 texter, read every text Wednesday, says, no, Nick, you're a jock sniffer, and there are people who aren't interested in sports getting back.
Okay.
Well, those people don't.
So what?
I'm actually more of a pop culture nerd, but I happen to like sports as well. Is it okay if they, like, am I not allowed to be excited for, to go home and rewatch The Mandalorian now? What should I do? Should I just be... Should I be throwing bricks at myself, guy? Am I allowed to say anything? Okay.
Please.
Should I be at a protest? Oh, but I don't belong at a protest because I don't really have anything to say. But if you don't make your voice heard, then you're complicit because you're silent. So what the hell am I? What are we supposed to do?
Why don't you go to the protest and leave Bradford here?
Okay.
Somebody just dropped off a pallet of bricks outside for you to throw at yourself.
Later on today, a piece written by Brick Tamlin on WEI.com. Top five protests from Red Sox managers on the field that didn't result in an ejection, Ken.
What about Wendell Kim? What are you going to do a story on him?
Oh, God. Is there anyone we need to, like, love more than old Wave 'Em In Kim? Like, that poor man. Who sent more people to an untimely death in Boston faster than Wendell Kim?
Here's Manny. Hello, Manny.
Hey, Curtis. He didn't get fired for just his one tweet. He got accused for defending, he had comments defending Donald Sterling, who was considered a racist. So it wasn't just that one tweet that got him fired.
So he's with the team since 1985, doing games since the mid to late 90s.
Did you know that players accuse him of being racist? Did you know that, former players?
Manny,
I'm asking you. Did you know that? Did you read about that? Did you read about his comments defending Donald Sterling? It wasn't just that one tweet.
Manny, what did he – so, again, this is Curtis's lead this morning. Play-by-play guy. Fired yesterday for a tweet in which he said, responded and said,
I'm not mad about his tweet. I agree with him. I'm not black. But his tweet, all lives matter.
But his tweet was, you know what I'm saying? His tweet was all lives matter. But I'm curious.
Yeah. And I have no problems with that. And I think for him to get fired over a tweet, that would be stupid. Absolutely 100%. Yeah, so we agree. But it wasn't just that one tweet. It was a series of things that built up. And just that one tweet, I don't know why they took it there, which, you know, I don't think he should get fired for that one tweet.
But what did he
say? You have to bring him a speech.
What did he say?
I don't know exactly. They said he was defending Donald Sterling at that time.
Okay, 15
years ago, I can't think what to worry about his comments, but that's one of the reasons why, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I think that one tweet just... They just took it there because, you know what, they felt that they needed to. I don't know. I think it's stupid because I wouldn't have fired him for something like that. But it wasn't just that. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All right?
Okay. All
right. Thanks, Manny.
All right. Thank you.
I guess Grant Napier in 2015 said that – this is paraphrasing it, but basically said that Donald Sterling couldn't have been that racist because he surrounded himself with black people, which was stupid. So.
Well, I mean, that's their private business, worried about their brand.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like what the guy is tweeting. I guess they're going to fire him.
Yeah.
I don't understand the logic when it comes to somebody who is tweeting something on social media, which is virtually... the whole social media stratosphere should be virtually meaningless in most people's lives. But if They want to do that. They're a business. They can do it. And that's...
And I have the exact quote. This is what he said. This is a man that in his 80s that had an African-American general manager, Elgin Baylor, and an African-American coach in Doc Rivers. Think about that for a minute. That was the exact quote about Don Sterling. So,
almost sort of like saying, like, how much of a creep could Michael Jackson have been? He surrounded himself with children all the time.
That's like saying Greg's not heavy. He surrounds himself with skinny people.
It's ballpark. It's ballparkish.
Which ballpark?
That was so strange. The guy was so mad at me, but then he agreed. I don't understand that.
Oh, that's called calling into sports radio.
This is Lamont. Hello, Lamont.
Yes. Good morning, gentlemen. I'm kind of torn here. You know, being a black man in America, I feel, you know, I'm appalled at what happened to Mr. Floyd, but I also am a business owner, and I'm a part owner of a business in New York, and it was damaged somewhat the other night, and yes, I want to see some quiet, peaceful
protesting.
Absolutely, thank you very much. Yeah. I'm not as wordy as you guys. I just, you know, I'm torn, man, I don't have the words. You know, I don't know what to say here. You know, if I say don't do it, then they call me this. You know, if I say I'm, you know, let's protest. You know, then I get it from the other side. So, you know, I mean, I need some help here.
I think I think it's really encouraging and meaningful that most people, when it comes to protesting, most people in the country support it and want to be a part of it. I just think it's there's things that happen afterwards that harm.
How do you eliminate the negative part of it without being called names? How can you say, you know what I'm trying to say here?
Well, who's calling you? I would be shocked if somebody,
you know, both sides, you'd be surprised.
But if you're saying,
because my brothers and sisters call me a Tom, okay? Because I own a business with a white person.
Yeah.
Well, okay? They call me a Tom, okay? Yeah. That's one of the sides of what I got to deal with. Now, and if I go with my black brothers, and then the white people I know call me a militant.
Yeah,
you follow me?
What kind of a business did you guys own?
A sporting goods business.
Okay,
it was destroyed. It was you know, they ransacked it. Oh. Most of my life was into that.
Yeah, well, it's awful.
You know.
It's awful.
I mean, yeah, I mean, so, but still, I'm appalled, like I said, at what happened in Minneapolis.
Of course. But
so, you know, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I think that, but you have every right to be horrified by what happened and to say that it should never happen again and that officer and the three others ought to be charged. I don't understand. I've said this for days on this show, I don't understand why those other three officers are not under arrest in jail somewhere.
May I say one thing?
Yes.
Maybe they're waiting until they get it completely right before they charge. They want to charge them rightly. I don't think they deserve a first degree murder charge. I think they deserve maybe a second or third degree murder charge for not interrupting in a forceful way, interrupting the guy that should have murder one.
Yes, but you should be encouraged to say both, to express your feelings about what happened when it came to that, and express your feelings about what happened when it came to destroying your business, which is also horrible. Horrible.
It's a difficult. It's splitting hairs, though, brother. It's splitting hairs sometimes with me from my background, because I have to deal with all different cultures.
Well,
if you understand what I'm saying,
I understand. And as Wiggy was telling me yesterday, I should keep saying, I'm with you 100.
105.
Sorry, 105.
Yeah,
I'm with you. No, I mean,
I'm with you, big 103.
I mean,
But how can people not differentiate protests from criminal activity? There's an obvious difference.
Well, that's a great question, Ken. I mean, do you think when it comes to protesters, do you think that they are participating in the other stuff, like the stuff in Brockton last night or the stuff in New York last night? Or do you think that's an entirely different element?
My guess is that it's an entirely different element of, you know, whatever, opportunists that are taking advantage of the moment.
Mm-hmm. I think there's, I think you could very accurately sum it up with a simple two-circle Venn diagram. There's a small thing, there's the people that are protesting peacefully, and there's the people that are looting and causing violence. There's a small sector of that that overlaps, but for the most part, I feel like it's two different groups, two very distinctly different groups with different agendas.
Well, yeah, and I think there's always people, whether it's, you know, in a not-so-important place like the workplace or in, you know, when it comes to real life issues like this, there are people who would prefer that nobody is ever unified. Mm-hmm. They would prefer that everybody remains divided.
Anarchy.
Right?
Yeah, the anarchists.
They prefer that.
But honestly, though, Greg, the people that are dividing it is the mainstream media and the Fox Newses of the world that go to Twitter and take certain videos, heavily edited, mm-hmm. put them on there to get their bases riled up. So they get the worst behaving protester and the biggest a-hole conservative, and they each spread them millions of times to make it seem like these two sides despise each other.
The bigger question to me is, why are people, regular everyday people, allowing their opinion, their viewpoint to be driven by what they see on that?
Because it's impossible not to. These people are professionals at riling people up. They know what agitates their bases, and so they do that to get people that are already angry to a level of anger that they may not have reached on their own.
A quick check of social media yesterday, Greg, would have you obviously shaking an angry fist at the fake social media influencers posing in front of T-Mobile stores. Then you see that awful video of the 77-year-old St. Louis former police officer shot.
Yep.
Then you see police acting out and beating people unnecessarily in Kansas City, but then you'll see rioters in New York City tearing down a Zara and the cops trying to fight them off. And you're emotionally pulled in so many different directions in like seven thumb scrolls that you just want to throw. You just want to literally throw your phone. Are you just like, I don't want to do this anymore?
And you have two entirely different Americas depending who you follow. It's the exact same story with two different outcomes on each side.
However, there's no way that you can watch the video, the Floyd video, and not be outraged, right?
Of
horrific,
course.
Horrific. But you should, I think, in this at the same time, you should be also outraged about what happened to, you know, like you mentioned, that 77-year-old former police officer
shot dead for TVs.
Yeah,
shot dead for the looting of televisions. I don't want to lose my job because I say, why the hell do we need to steal televisions in the middle of a protest and crisis?
Say it in the Bradfo voice.
Yeah, what did Bradford think?
I can't even, because I don't want to disrespect the memory of this poor guy.
Yeah.
Retired policeman trying to stop people from committing crimes that will sully or undercut the message of this massively important movement, and he's dead for it. Oh, and by the way, African-American gentleman.
Yes. Curtis, a lot of texters say you are absolutely spot on when it comes to the media, that they are fanning the flames of non-unity, of divisiveness.
They view this as an opportunity because there's more eyeballs on them, and the more agitated the people get, the more TV they watch. But like the media, it's classic. They go to Twitter acting like they're stunned at the outrage, and then they spend their entire show outraged, showing things that are meant to intend people to get outraged about.
Yep. This is Jesse. What's up, Jesse?
Hey, how you doing? You guys just touched base with what I was pretty much going to say. Yeah, I mean, you know, everybody talks about, you know, what happened with George Floyd, and that was horrible what happened. But then, like you said, I think his name was David Dorn. I mean, they videotaped this guy taking his last breath, an African-American, police officer. And then nobody gets to the fact that the Minneapolis police, you know, who let this murderer do that to George, the police chief is African American. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's all like, I think like Curtis said, it's mainstream media, but it's also social media. And all they try to do every single day is try to pump their narrative out. And they're trying to like divide and conquer. And that's what's going on. And then you got like these Antifa groups, you know, setting up bricks, leaving bats, medical vans with weapons. It's all to divide and conquer and to take out small businesses so we can have this authoritarian government, as you saw with this COVID-19. And that's another thing, too. Like, I was going on, I don't want to say the news network, but they used to hop on people going to the beach about COVID-19 and social distance. What do we got going on here? But you don't hear one word about that.
That was OAN.
That was Chanel.
But, I mean, if you're getting a snippet of something from social media and then taking that as fact, it's, you know, it's lazy, first of all. And secondly, oftentimes it's going to be nowhere near any kind of accurate truth. It's like the footage yesterday that was viewed by well over a million people of the what was supposed to be Boston police officers unloading bricks from a truck.
Yep.
And, you know, turns out it was MIT police officers who had loaded the bricks in because they had been destroyed in the street, and they wanted to get them out of the street, load them in a truck, and put them. But that is taken.
It's twisted.
Because somebody wants views. Quick, look at me. Yes. I got to get the likes. How about that video 2 days ago, Greg, of the
police supposedly destroying the police cruiser in Boston? Yes.
Or how about the video of the guy in the red shirt who was sitting on top of like a newspaper vending machine? I think it was in Atlanta or something. African-American or Caribbean gentleman. Two officers come up, rough him up. Then it turns out he's FBI when they arrest him, and says how stupid they are.
Didn't really rough him up.
To get a little rough with him. Like 25 million views.
Yes.
Everyone jumped to that. Like, can you believe this is happening? The video was over a year old. Nobody bothered checking. No one bothered checking.
But you're asking these questions like you, Greg. You're an older guy. Not old, but older.
Curtis, I don't look it.
Our attention spans have never been shorter, and we have never been clamoring more for evidence to back how we feel. And it's so easily available. I remember Sunday morning, the morning after the awful protests in Minneapolis and the rioting. And the news networks were saying, one channel was saying, all people arrested were from out of state. Not a single person arrested. And that was not true. And that was like ABC News Sunday morning.
But I believe they cited the St. Paul mayor.
Right, but that aligns with their ideology that it was white supremacists arriving in Minneapolis causing mayhem. It wasn't the actual people that were protesting. And it's just like, if you can't trust Good Morning America, then where are we? Like, it's like you can't even listen to them for the news.
Because people have been taught or have learned that their belief system is that by posting something on social, it's like what we were talking about earlier with yesterday. People think that by posting something on social media, you're somehow affecting change.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, as I said earlier, nice gesture, but, and I include myself in this, if you really are bothered by it, then you got to figure out some sort of an action that you can take. And it's not posting a black square on social media when you're supposed to be off social media and not posting anything.
But you would agree, Greg, this is a very difficult subject to take action on beyond protesting. I mean, we're talking about inherent systematic racism in the criminal justice system. Then you want to get on the list to education inequity or what? I mean, how does the average person affect change in some of these issues beyond speaking out on social media?
Well,
I mean,
I'm the worst possible person to speak to it because I'm a 53-year-old white guy.
Very active on social media. How about those Newport posts of the yacht?
Maybe stop posting butt cakes and do something.
When you start, though, by trying to educate yourself or try, right?
Yeah.
Okay, but you're choosing a side yesterday. You're posting a black picture. You are declaring yourself aligned with Black Lives Matter.
Right, how long does that take?
Okay, it doesn't take very long.
20 seconds.
But it's a choice. The problem is... takes some guts. Curtis will laugh at me for saying that, but it does.
It takes guts?
It does.
Are you kidding me? Yesterday, if you didn't have
because
that
of your reaction.
Right. You had to have that yesterday, otherwise you were going to get shamed.
Yeah, but you also lose...
You guys have been shaming them all morning.
But you also lose followers and you face judgment.
It doesn't matter. What are you posting that for?
No, we're saying it doesn't affect...
You're pandering.
It doesn't affect change.
If you're not going to do anything beyond that, it's pointless. Like, for a second, it's great to raise awareness. And yes, as the day went on yesterday, you scrolled more and more feeds and everybody was hopping on the bandwagon. And as I mentioned earlier this morning...
But that's not what it was supposed to be. You were
exactly.
supposed to get
off... No one
off,
had a clue.
You're supposed to get off social media to allow other voices to have access to it.
Mm-hmm.
Not my voice. The voices from people who have dealt with it their whole lives. Not my voice.
Of course. And to say that was a risk, literally every social media channel of all of my friends who run the gamut of political ideologies, it was all the same thing. Mm-hmm. That is called falling in line, not taking a risk.
Right. And it's great to do that. But if you are thinking that you've done that and then you wipe your hands and go done, that to me, that's not you're not accomplishing anything.
Right.
Or you're not accomplishing what you.
It's not eradicating the problem.
No.
Couldn't agree with you more, Greg. Coming up later on at WEEI.com, top five most gut-wrenching losses by the Red Sox to somebody named Black. Most of them are Bud Black, the great pitcher who used to be with the Angels. If you've been to Anaheim, it's right near the other place that's on fire. Speaking of on fire right now, Ken Laird's column on WEEI.com. Brad Faux out.
You two both just going to post the blue sky at the beach today?
Yeah, it's a blue out Wednesday.
Is that what you guys are going to post?
It's a blue
solidarity out. At Crane Beach.
Oh, I mean, I'll tell you something that I didn't even...
I love Bradford.
When it comes to history, something that Wiggy told me about yesterday that I had absolutely no knowledge of whatsoever, I went and tried to do some research on it last night, and it turns out actually when I was doing my research that LeBron James has a media company and they're in the process right now of doing a documentary on it. You know how I get my news? Documentaries.
Yep.
But this horrific slaughter in Tulsa in 1922, this place called Black Wall Street, which was a community of super successful, super wealthy community of Black individuals in Tulsa, and burned to the ground, 300 people killed. That's not taught. You ever heard of it?
Nope.
Mm-mm.
Anybody ever heard of it?
Nope.
It's not taught. That's not. I never learned about that. Nobody ever taught me about that. Why?
Curtis missed Baby Jessica.
Right.
Yes, he did. There was no social media at the time of Baby Jessica.
Can you imagine if there had been social media then?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my Lord. What?
Bradford has a new column, Baby Curtis. I'm going to write my weekly bitches.
All right. We got to get to what is trending this morning.
Don't miss a minute of your favorite WEEI shows by using the Rewind feature in your radio.com app. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Maybe not the top item trending, but Fitzy, how are you handling the news that Kevin Youkilis and his brewery are struggling amid the COVID-19 pandemic at WEEI?
Yeah, man. Loma Brewing, they're all struggling. Mm-hmm. Loma Brewing's great. Greek God of Hops is a phenomenal beer. Not as good as Boom Sauce. But the article goes on, though, to say that his brewery, which got the PPE loan, is operating at about an 80% deficit, which most of the breweries around here, all of our friends over at like Wachusett, at Lord Hobo, everywhere, they've all said the same thing, Greg, that they're doing about up to 25% of their normal business because it's all curbside and takeaway. Mm-hmm. But they've lost their tap room and they've lost their kegs, and that's where they make all their money. And they're all clinging. Like, as much as you see, like, the all togethers, they're so great, and all the
but
everyone
again,
else is crushing crafties.
They're dying. I have to ask Ken. Why when it comes to reopening, why a brewery tap room can't reopen? So I was talking with my pal Dave from Wormtown the other day about this. Why can't you serve somebody a beer In many cases, I would think that is safer than serving somebody food. Mm-hmm. But you can't have people in a tap room and being served a beer. I mean, what is the likelihood that somebody comes into contact with your beer during the serving process?
Well, and a lot of these breweries are all, these tap rooms are also socially distanced. Like, there's plenty of room. There's outdoor seating at Wormtown. Castle Island has a ton of space.
Right. Not and as socially distant as Home Depot, but yes, socially
distant. The Maine Brewers Association tried to piggyback on top of that outdoor dining initiative that they just put up in Portland, saying, hey, if you can dine outdoors, we have huge cavernous spaces. We're dying. Can we please stay open? Like, Portland has the most breweries per square mile in America, and they're all going to fold if they don't get them open.
Fitzy's on just the Hardo beer drop.
Oh, he's
the main
a
guy. It's a huge guy. He's a
triple IPA.
He got his Hardo. MBA drinking
what,
IPA.
What was the greatest growing cash business in the last couple of years, Ken? It's breweries.
Sorry, I mentioned that.
A quick note on that, though. I'm going to rip Tom Brady for the first time in my life. Kevin Youkilis, Tom Brady's brother-in-law, should not be getting a PPE loan. Come on, Tom. You got hundreds of millions of dollars. Help him out.
You never loan money to family or friends, Curtis. Ooh. You know how that goes.
Boom.
You know,
I've always been the loanee.
It's not Bingo. A bad. It's just it never works out. You should give it as a gift. If you're going to loan it, you should just give it as a gift and don't expect it to be paid back.
Okay.
Celtics released their statement on the death of George Floyd a couple of days ago. Yesterday, the Bruins, Red Sox, and Patriots all followed suit. And we continue to monitor baseball. Pivotal week. We say this every week now. But if they don't get it together this week, it might be it. Here's Jared Diamond of the Wall Street Journal telling Dale and Keefe just that yesterday.
To cancel the season now. I really believe that a lot of people would never come back, especially if the NHL comes back, if the NBA comes back. All of those things seem at least possible, if not likely. And if baseball is the only sport to not be able to work it out in this time, honestly, the only conclusion you could draw is that they deserve whatever comes from it.
It would be bizarre to see them come back in a year and a half and just be nobody interested. I mean,
hey, we're back. Yeah. No one cares.
Guys.
Yeah.
Guys.
Hey, guys. Guys, how great was no baseball last year, huh? How great. Oh, by the way, how long till NFL kickoff? 99 days.
99 days?
They have 99 days to figure it out.
99 days till 0-1.
Yes.
Note here from several texters, the series, which I did not watch clearly, The Watchmen on HBO was about the Tulsa
right.
incident that I'm
Thank
talking
about. It is so good.
Is it?
Oh God, it's so good. Yeah, it's about race riots.
Yeah.
And based off the Tulsa thing, it's a spin from the graphic novel. It's awesome.
All right.
That's what's trending now on the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
More of the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Oh, the boardwalk's deserted. There's nobody down by the shore. And the Ferris wheel ride isn't turning around anymore. The heat wave and the crowds are just old news. But I still got some sand in my shoes.
Well, you know, I got things to do today, but I would love to be there for the Bradfoe Ken excursion to Crane Beach this afternoon. Can you imagine?
We need that live on Instagram.
It'll be like Rocky and Apollo racing down the beach.
Racing.
The two of them planted a socially distanced space from each other trying to make sure that they remain safe out in the out of doors here in Massachusetts.
Ken, we're going to have to make sure that we keep a pretty good social distance between each other. Like, see those people over there? They got at least 50 feet between. You know, cover that ground pretty fast. Jackie Bradley Jr. can. He can do it. Look at us, just a couple of beach boys out here. Who's your favorite beach boy, Ken? I'm pretty partial to Brian Wilson myself. Brought us a couple of Fenway Franks. Hey, listen, I'll do my favorite. Hey, sports bar here. I say that to the ice cream man all the time. It gets a nostalgic chuckle. Speaking of nostalgic chuckles, top five chuckles ever, Greg Hill. That's your favorite candy.
Who was the who initiated the trip to the beach? Was it Bradfo or was
Bradfo's got a pass, yeah. So he just he offered it as a, you know, my columns have been carrying the website, quite frankly. So.
That's what it was.
I think it's a little bit of guilt, yeah.
They finally surfaced the trip today, so they're heading out to the beach.
That's my favorite Bradfo term, surface. Whenever someone says something and it turns into a piece. Gotta go ahead and surface that one up for later. I'll see you on the sly.
Do you guys have, does the Laird family have some kind of a tunnel that, that leads from the front door to right into the vehicle so as to not be exposed to any droplets?
It's only five steps from the back exit to the car, so that's not bad. That's not a bad exit.
That's not bad. Keep your head down and you have a bundle.
Head on a swivel.
Bundle your daughter up with a some kind of a hoodie or something and then make your way up to Crane Beach.
Does Maya go, Daddy, what's that? Do you say the sun?
Jeez.
Is there a period of time by which you will have spent too much time on the beach exposed to other humans? I mean, is it an hour? Is it a couple hours?
Well, again, we're limited by the bathroom. Where they will be no longer than an hour and a half stay. I mean, you're in and you're out just for fear of number two.
Everyone knew that without you saying it. Everyone knew that. Just one of
Who's Bradford's favorite number two?
Bradford's making the sandwiches for you two to enjoy and a little picnic.
I hope you're not using anything plastic. Carry in, carry out.
Well, no. That was early on. Ken was on the surfaces thing, and then CDC reversal led to him to be okay to eat something that's been prepared by another human being.
But no, Boney said don't trust the CDC, so now I'm back on the other end.
Ken hasn't opened a FedEx package in 3 months.
Two loaves of French bread for $7.
Two loaves. Hey, hi. You know, back in 74, I think it was, there was a guy by the name of Stouffer who played for the Red Sox. Came up. He was a catcher before Rich Gedman. I love Rich Gedman. He was a great Red Sox.
Hey, it's Rob Bradford.
Hey, it's Rob Bradford here. Bradfo's show. Bradfo's show.
Now, where any information from the CDC when it comes to bug spray? Are you going to be able to use bug spray, or is that?
And there are nasty green flies that hit that place, I guess. Yeah. But is that this month or is that later?
August usually?
That's the green fly. Nothing at the beach sucks more than when a green fly bite. Laying down, belly down, get one right in the back of the calf. Mother
of those things are the worst.
The worst.
They truly.
I hate stink bugs.
Not stink bugs.
I mean, green flies. They're like the texters here. Am I right? They'll get you when you least expect it.
All right.
Thank you, Ken.
Bradford hates Dale.
So, Ken, this is really, other than the drive-by that you did in, was that Manchester by the Sea or where was that?
Yeah, Gloucester by the Sea.
Gloucester. Nice. It's
Gloucester. That's a little village. That's
there's a small area. It's like Saxonville, Greg.
Okay. All right. Other than that, this would be your first trip out.
No, Brant Rock. We went to Brant Rock.
For how long?
About an hour.
They drove by.
Did you get out
of the
car? No,
we got out of the car there. Yeah. We went down to the rocks, yeah.
So just
there was nobody there.
Just to be clear, we're going on 3 months of this.
I could use something on the rocks.
93 days?
Next week will be 3 months. And during that time, you and your family have ventured out of the house twice.
Well, we go out every day for walks, but as far as outside of our radius,
I mean out of your neighborhood. Like, you've driven somewhere and done something twice.
We drove through Southie once. We drove past Carson Beach.
Was that to make 311 calls?
Or like, yeah, well, I was kind of curious. Yeah. And it was an S show.
You threw a rock through my window.
Ken.
Like those kids last night that were playing beer pong and waved down to the protesters like to show solidarity, then had two bricks thrown through their window?
Oh, where was that?
Oh, it was a great social media video last night. No, I'm not exactly sure where it was. Might have been down south.
I think it was Newton.
These kids were like playing beer pong. You have like natty light cans or whatever all over the apartment. And they start doing thumbs up in the window to the protesters, like a positive sign.
And then the bricks start coming
through? And then two bricks come through the window.
Did they land in a cup?
They nailed him in the cup.
Two bricks, one cup?
Oh, man, he totally won the pong game. The kids start yelling like, what are you doing? We're with you.
I mean, if we can't be united in beer pong, then this country has serious issues. Like, I mean, that should be a unifier, beer pong.
Everybody, it should be. It really should. It's a great clubhouse game. It's better than Fortnite. Top five clubhouse games coming up later on. I reached out to Joe Kelly. Did you know the Kelly's Roast Beef, not named after Joe Kelly? That's an atrocity.
Can you go to the CDC site and see if the greenheads can carry the coronavirus?
I don't go there anymore. Maciek Boney said, do not trust the CDC.
Oh, now you're out on the CDC.
Yes. That's what he told us last week.
Have we done a well-being check on Maciek lately?
Interesting note about the family. When Ken and Ken and his daughter and his wife go out, they just listen to old Maciek Boney podcasts.
No.
Yes.
Poor Boney. Man just comes on, gives Boney of himself.
Censored again, like Fauci.
Where's Fauci been?
He did pop up yesterday, I think. Maybe
he's vaping
Fauci
somewhere.
Fauci, he's I have him actually working for the website right now.
you know.
Fauci, new hire. It's going to be hot. He's going to challenge Ken for the most clicks this week. Fauci's up on WEEI.com.
Top five reasons Curtis and Greg are wrong up today.
Five ways that we can get live sports back on the field and keep everyone safe. Written by Jack Fauci. What's his name again? I don't know. I just call him Fauci.
Fauci.
The old Fauci.
It's stress drive, Chris. Let's go.
Brad Faux Show. Did you know I'm actually not allowed to say that in public too much for fear of getting too many people pregnant?
All right. Ken, trip underway later on today. We will take a break.
Are you going to play Gin Rummy with Rob, like distance?
Oh, he's probably a pitch guy. Is he a gin? He's not a Gin Rummy guy. Is he?
I don't think cards are safe.
That's the most insane thing I've ever heard you say.
You're probably right about that.
What do they do? I guess you don't touch the cards at blackjack. At the casino, you don't have to touch the cards.
Yeah, what? Yes, you do.
Are you
tapped? Yes, you do.
No, they lay them out on the table so everyone can see them, Ken.
They probably wash them all and then get a new deck. New deck every time? New shoe?
New shoe.
Deck. I need a new deck.
New shoe, who dis?
Right. If you want to hit, they shoot it through a like some kind of a contained space that it's disinfected. It arrives. You have to catch it in your hand.
I mean, Ken, don't you play the virtual with the hot chicks anyway? What are you sitting at the table for?
Oh, there's nothing you can trust better than good old virtual cards, digital cards. Of course they're using the same thing. By the way, remember in the 70s, there used to be like people, like dads used to just sit at the beach just guzzling Tom Collins, ripping butts, and they would play magnetic cards. Did you ever see those magnetic cards?
No.
What? So it was a board. It would look like a board game, and it would come with 52 cards, and the cards had, I'm sure it was sustainably sourced, magnetic filaments, like metal filaments, and you could just throw the cards down on the board, and they stuck.
No.
That way they didn't blow away.
No, but I remember my parents were into bridge, which I think was basically like swapping or whatever, but it was, they had like everybody played.
Not wrong.
You ever heard of that? Have you ever heard of that game?
Bridge?
Yeah.
Of course.
It was huge.
Bridge clubs.
It was huge in like the 70s. They would
one at the end of my street where I grew up in Braintree.
Every week they would play. Like that's when.
That's what they meant by rubber.
There was like legit, the country was addicted to that game. But that was
well, there's serious stories that have been written about bridge and the spread of COVID in nursing homes because there's still a lot of old people play the game. I'm serious. Google.
It was going to happen bridge one way or another, Ken.
Where do you find this stuff? That's probably whose fault? That's probably
not the Federalist. Try any other website, Curtis. Please.
That's the president's fault because he allowed people to play bridge when he should have stopped that right at the beginning.
Yeah, you just
if he stopped bridge right at the beginning, 100,000 lives would have been saved.
What does Belichick think?
Just go to sad.laird and you can get all this info.
Bridge.
Go to kenpr.org.
We've reached the point of no return. We're talking about bridge.
Yep.
And old people.
Yep.
COVID.
All right. We gotta take a break, but we'll be right back.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
I got to put my banana in Dixie cups. All flavors and push-ups too. On your eyes remain, baby. Stop me when I'm passing by. See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy. Hold on one more. Well, I'm usually passing by just about 11 o'clock.
Well, Ken, you're getting an invitation here on the text line to visit White Farms Homemade Ice Cream in Ipswich.
Wow.
When you go up there today, they'd love you to come by. And I don't know where you rank when it comes to your list of summertime activities and the danger levels. I don't know where you rank getting an ice cream.
Well, here again is the problem now with the bathroom. Like, there are a lot of lactose intelligent people. So if you get an ice cream, now you're like more God. Likely to
Wait, how did this go down this path so quickly?
Only Ken? You would say that.
God. Jeez.
So I have to go at the end of the trip, take it to go. It's not a bad.
No, it's probably not that. I mean, you would
I think
do
it's
that.
Pretty safe.
Getting an ice cream.
I mean, long as I'm sure they're hygienic and they take care of everything there. Yeah.
You should splurge a little bit when
banana
it comes
split?
To your daughter and get her an ice cream.
I think I will.
Let her live a little
I appreciate
bit.
That off.
No,
now, is
no
that
sharing
like,
ice cream, though. No,
somebody there is going to assault me when I got probably a hater, text
and
hater.
Bring your own spoon. It's probably a good idea.
Yes, of course.
No, we're just going to put it right in Ken's hands.
Somebody was telling me over the weekend, I can't remember where they went, but they went to an ice cream place, or maybe that was a caller who said they went to an ice cream place and you could only get the ice cream in like half gallons or whatever because it was too risky.
Wiggy was talking about Richardson's yesterday.
Oh yeah, Wiggy was saying that.
You can't get a scoop or a cone?
You can't get a scoop or a cone or a sundae or anything.
They probably
like
had
that.
Too many people bitching that like the batting cages weren't open yet, so they just shut down all the windows.
Well, and Wiggy also ordered whatever the case may be, which is kind of strange.
In that? Is that like Crunchasaurus or Green Monster?
Green Monster. Bradford's favorite.
Before he, when he's going to start his order, do you think he starts it with now?
No, he starts, he says, listen, now.
Now.
I'm glad I'm not the only one.
Listen now, whatever the case may be, all the vanilla.
Now.
This is Steve. Hello, Steve.
Actually, he definitely has chocolate.
Good morning, show. How are you today?
What's up?
Not much. I don't think anything's going to stop this because there's just bad people everywhere. And it's just, this one just happened to be a police officer.
Stop what? And we're in the middle of talking about ice cream and the danger associated therewith. What?
Okay.
So you got to set your call up. So what are you saying? What's not going to stop?
With this police officer and everybody complaining about what's going on is with what happened because there's just bad people everywhere and it's just another person doing the wrong thing. It just happened to be a police officer.
Yeah.
I mean, did you see the kid from Rhode Island that wants to get out of jail he carjacked the 18-year-old girl and 19-year-old boy 20 years ago, brought him to a remote golf course in Rhode Island and blew their heads off, and now he wants mercy from the families to let him go?
Because,
nobody rioted over that.
Because of COVID he wants out, or?
No, not because of COVID.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't see that story, but I don't know.
I'm not even there, and I can see your hands going up and the eye rolling back in the head and the papers.
It doesn't just we have to find a way to the next step has got to be what can we do all of us together to get to a better place. That's right. What we have to do that. That's what leadership is. Where's the leadership on what we're going to do. I'm standing here. I'm ready. I want to do it. Whatever we can do.
Excuse me. You're sitting there.
I want to do it. I mean, I don't know if Doug is calling about that or something else. Doug, what's up?
Hi, good morning.
What's up?
First time caller.
Thank you.
I'm calling regarding some earlier calls about COVID testing of the astronauts and COVID testing in professional sports.
Yes.
I'm a pharmacist for 38 years and we have a COVID testing site in our store. At the drive-thru window. And I wanted to comment on the astronauts first. I think it's a very good idea that they get tested. We all know that sometimes the symptoms can arrive very, very quickly. And it's not like an astronaut can hop in a car and go to the hospital. They got to get back to Earth, hop in a car, and go to a hospital.
Yeah.
So I'm all in favor of that. They don't contaminate the entire space trip.
The space station.
I think they
on SpaceX or whatever it was called.
Mm-hmm.
I think they brought them extra toilet paper and wipes. I believe because they had run out at the space station.
And
sanitizer.
And beef. They were out of beef.
Space Force.
Yes. Okay. Mm. Go ahead. What else?
So the second thing on the basketball, someone says sports don't matter. I totally disagree with that. And I think one of your staff member said on the show that it provides jobs. I agree with that, from concessions to souvenirs to ticket office, parking. All that provides more than just a sporting event. It provides jobs that stimulate the economy. I happen to be an amateur bowler for decades.
No way.
And absolutely.
Cool.
And
by the way,
bowling was the number one amateur sport in the world. More people participated in bowling as an amateur than any other sport.
That
even
sounds
more
like
than
something
golf.
That someone that bowls would say.
Yeah, exactly. That's me. Yeah, I'm a bowling nerd. But does that, that person that called, that sports don't matter, does that include amateur sports? Because there's so many amateur sports. That's why you have Dick's Sporting Goods, that people come out and buy their equipment, whether it's jogging or tennis or golf or bowling, whatever.
No, I think they, know,
where
they
did that
were,
fall into place?
They were upset when it came to the whether it's testing the astronauts or testing the NBA or testing Major League Baseball, that is a waste of testing capacity. So that was there. And, you know, in this ought to be an adjustment period for sports, theoretically. So,
by the way, Curtis, obscure bowling reference. Everyone here who's bowled a 280, please raise your hand. Bob Vance.
Yes. And so what was it? The next line was who bowled like a 70.
Under 70, right? Yes.
Bowling, yikes, though, Ken, is considered to be a risky activity.
Is it really?
Yes.
Well, you're touching everybody else's balls, Ken.
No, you have your own ball.
Aren't they reopening soon, though?
No, but the balls are shuffled down through, and the ball, I don't know, the ball, do you only, you're touching the balls of others. I mean, it's not only your ball.
I thought you're for a serious bowler. You're bringing your own ball. Are you kidding me?
Hello?
I mean, how many tests is when it comes to the NBA, for instance, 22 teams, 10 guys a team, 220 tests. Are they going to test them every single day?
But that would seem easy. Like, New York is getting close to 30 or 40,000 tests a day, I believe, or at least that's what Cuomo said he wanted. So they're way down in test capacity. So what's 2,000 to the NBA? I mean, I don't think that's even an issue anymore.
That's a great question, Ken. You know who else is a great bowler? Mookie Betts. It's a shame what happened to him. That guy can bowl a 300 anytime. Speaking of which, Ken Laird, new column, keep it at 300. Top five bowlers on every professional sports team in Boston on EEI.com.
This is Derek. Hello, Derek.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, what's up, Derek?
Hey, so the ice cream thing. I had a friend go to Kimball's in Jaffrey, New Hampshire, ordered a brownie sundae. They would only put the brownie wrapped in tinfoil because they didn't want to put the brownie in the sundae. So they gave him that separate.
Are you kidding me?
I am not kidding you. He was like, well, you put the brownie in the tinfoil for me, but you won't put it in the ice.
I know. There's zero rhyme
or reason.
There's no rhyme.
No.
Drink.
He went to New Hampshire thinking, you know, don't have to wear the mask and just go with his family, get an ice cream. And that kind of blew that.
You can probably get a full, by the way, you can get a full brownie sundae that somebody delivers in their hands at Home Depot. I would say that's probably
don't double still, dip.
The best part about going to Home Depot is the hot dog stands. Are they still serving the hot dogs at Home Depots?
Because when was the last time you were at a Home Depot?
With these hot dogs at the golf course. Not since the Tuca question.
At the turn, baby.
Well, I just don't understand it. You just have to explain that to me, Ken.
I can't. I'm stunned. They're not open. Who's made that decision? Why are they not open?
What do you mean? Who made it? The Secretary of Public Health made the decision.
They're outdoor stands, right?
Yes.
Okay. You can go to a takeout should be open.
You can go to a restaurant, stand in a restaurant with 10 other people, get your takeout that's been cooked by somebody and put into a takeout container by somebody, but you can't get one single hot dog that's been made by somebody at a golf course at the turn.
Tuca, is a hot dog a sandwich?
Yes.
You know what I mean? It seems makes ridiculous. No sense.
I mean, aren't you socially distanced usually from, like, the beverage cart girl or person that comes by in the course, too? I mean, if she's wearing gloves and gives you a turkey sam, a hot dog, or a beer?
But for some reason, these people have been obsessed with golf courses, and I don't understand what it is. There's got to be some ulterior motive or something.
Of course there is.
Like, they don't want people golfing, or they don't, you know, they don't.
You're going to get golf a COVID? Greg, rich people golf, that's why.
That's what it is. So you can drive to a golf course with three of your friends for an hour, but you cannot wait around in the golf course area for your tee time together.
Correct.
Nor can you ride in a cart together, but you could drive there and drive home from there together.
Right. It's ridiculous.
Seems odd to me. It seems weird to me. This is Michael. Michael, what's up?
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's going on?
Nothing. I'm just calling about the testing for the sports. And also the recent protests.
Yes.
I would argue that the tests are very important to get sports back on, because I see a direct link between shutting down all sports. People have no way to vent. All the normal activities that people find enjoyment in, like going out to a bar or watching a sporting event, I think that is causing a lot of the, increasing consensus. So I think that could possibly be making some of these riots worse, because sometimes maybe some of the people that are...
Yeah, we're losing you, but I get what you're saying, is that people need sports as a release. But there are other people who say we don't need sports, so I don't know. All right, we got to take a break, but we will be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.